For years, Venezuela has been a difficult place for journalists to operate. Broadcasters in the South American nation are heavily censored by the National Telecommunication Commission, and independent news sites are often blocked by the government. Following the nation's disputed election in July, things have become even tougher for the local press, with several reporters and photographers arrested and charged with terrorism. So to protect themselves, some journalists have turned to an unlikely ally, artificial intelligence. Manuel Roeda has the story.
These are the new voices of Venezuelan news.
Hola, soy la Chama.
Hola, soy el Pana.
Desde hoy les estaremos acompañando con Operación Retweet para
el Pana, or the friend, and la Chama, or the girl, look like your average news presenters. But they're avatars that were created with an AI program.
Por medidas de seguridad, usaremos la inteligencia artificial para difundir información de una.
For the past 3 weeks, this digital couple has been presenting a 4-minute-long newscast, scripted by real journalists. The show is called Operación Retweet, and it's posted on the social media accounts of about 20 independent news sites in Venezuela.
Luego de las elecciones presidenciales, muchos venezolanos han denunciado la anulación de sus pasaportes.
The videos were initially posted in Spanish, but now there's also an English version.
We were created by AI, but what we share is very real, verified, and high-quality content created by journalists. Welcome to Operación Retweet.
Carlos Huertas works with Conectas, an organization based in Colombia that's helping to put this show together.
El tema de la inteligencia artificial no es un asunto por moda.
This isn't about being trendy, he says. We're using AI so that we can get around censorship in Venezuela and also to protect journalists. After Venezuela's election on July 28th, the authoritarian government of Nicolas Maduro has cracked down on activists and human rights leaders who have questioned the official results. More than 1,600 people have been imprisoned, including opposition activists who have published tally sheets that indicate Maduro lost the election. Some of them have been taken from their homes in the middle of the night. Journalists who have reported on these events have also been targeted, with 11 media workers that include reporters, photographers, and videographers arrested over the past month. So now, many journalists prefer to publish their stories without bylines and refrain from showing their faces on camera.
They have to avoid to be identified by police or by the security forces.
Luzmely Reyes is the director of Efecto Cocuyo, an independent news site whose name translates to the Firefly Effect. She says that threats to journalists don't only come from the police.
Venezuela, there are some civilian people that they have guns and they support the government. They can attack a journalist.
But getting arrested or harassed in the street is not the only problem journalists face in Venezuela. The other challenge is how to ensure readers access their content. Reyes says her website has been blocked since 2021. Most of the time, it's only accessible in Venezuela to people using VPN services.
We are living in an authoritarian country in which the government have taken the decision to avoid the free flow of information.
According to Venezuela Sin Filtro, a group that tracks online censorship, there are more than 60 sites belonging to news organizations and human rights groups that are blocked in Venezuela. Sin Filtro recently launched an app with a built-in VPN. It displays content from a dozen independent news sites.
Since internet censorship is so prevalent, the traffic to the actual news websites have gone down significantly.
Andres Aspurua is one of the leaders of this project.
So we're trying to not only get people the news, but do it in a way that continues to support the media landscape in the country.
Radio and television are heavily censored in Venezuela, and many newspapers have been taken over by businessmen who support the government. Aspurua says that has turned the internet into a crucial source of information.
So everything happens online, and in response to that, that's why the Venezuelan media landscape is so censored online.
Reyes has responded to the blocking of her website by distributing a newsletter via WhatsApp. She's also set up an interview series on YouTube that has gained more than 30,000 followers over the past year.
It's like a discovery for us because we are not experts doing streaming.
The lesson here is that people are hungry for real news content, Reyes says, even if it's delivered by avatars. For NPR News, I'm Manuel Rueda in Bogotá.